Righto, from JMI Wealth this Wednesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good to see you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
What have we got on the dairy front? We're back a little, butter's up a smidge, but we're back a little bit overall, aren't we?
Yeah, we are back a little bit. So global dairy trade auction overnight. Mike, expectations were for a relatively uneventful auction. There was a feeling that we could get a small loss in dairy prices, which is exactly what they delivered. But I think if I was to characterise performance on an ongoing basis here, I think I'd call it stable. Mm-hmm. If we look at what's happening at the headline level, the overall global dairy index down 1.2%. If I look at the historical index outcomes, barring a bit of a dip in the end of 2017 and early 2017, it's been pretty stable since late 2016, the index hovering around that 1,000 level. So there's nothing wrong with stable, Mike. More importantly, if we look at the individual product categories, if we look at the important stuff in terms of volume, whole milk powder, that's down 1% from the previous auction. So you've got an average price there, Mike, of $3,189 per metric ton. Now, since February, that's been holding above $3,200. So it's dipped slightly below at this auction, but in that slump in late 2017, fell to $2,755. So it's holding well up above that at the moment. Skim milk also just over $2,000 a metric ton. That fell to $1,700 in that slump. So it's also recovered there. Butter, you gained 0.8%. That's stable. Anhydrous milk fat, bit weaker, down 2.5%. Cheddar down 3.6%. Just looking at the context at the moment, Mike, we had a pickup in supply. Milk processors collected record levels of milk at the end of the 2017-18 season. So we've got more volume coming into the auctions. I think, Mike, the thing we've really got to figure out from here is this current trade tensions that are sort of circulating around the world, if they actually translate into real outcomes. Mm. And, of course, the expectation being that they wouldn't, there'd just be a lot of bluster. But where does that leave New Zealand? Now, yeah, global trade protectionism doesn't feel like it. It feels like a negative development, I think, for a small island trading nation. But it's not impossible, Mike, that we could see more demand for our dairy products out the back of it. We're going to have to wait and see. And so you've got some uncertainty there.
We do. Now, talk to me about the dollar and the markets. What's happening there?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So the impact of these recent trade tensions on the New Zealand dollar. So the landscape's changing in terms of the global currencies. And at times like this, New Zealand dollar tends to sort of get washed around in the broader sort of ebb and flow of the bigger currencies. Now, the Australian dollar has come under the spotlight, Mike. If we look at the Australian dollar versus the US dollar, back in January, one Aussie bought you about 81 cents US. So that was pretty strong. But it's just been one-way traffic since then, and the weakness just lately has been accelerating. So it's now at 0.7378 against the US. So it's fallen 9% since January. That's significant because we tend to get coupled up and with these Antipodean currencies. So it's dragging us down as well. And what people are saying is that the Australian economy has got very close ties to the Chinese economy. Yep. If the China economy gets hit by the trade tensions, it drags them down. So we've seen weakness against the US dollar as well. It's not as marked. We peaked above 74 cents earlier this year. Overnight, under 69 cents. Jeez. The thing is all the currencies are getting dragged down, Mike. So we're not actually losing a lot of ground against the other currencies. And in fact, we've actually gone up against the Australian dollar because it's getting hit a little bit more. But you mentioned earlier on, Mike, share markets. They are starting to react now to these trade tensions. Dow Jones down over 300 points. Broader index, S&P 500, that's down 0.75%. NASDAQ 0.7%. And that's sending a message about uncertainty. But Asia, Mike, Asia got slammed yesterday. The Shanghai Composite down 3.8%. Japan down 1.5%. Nikkei 1.8%. And we got smacked yesterday too. So we are starting to see some of this uncertainty feeding into
rubber hitting the road. Just wrap this up. Give us the rest of the numbers.
24686 on the Dow, 2752 S&P 500, 7699 on the NASDAQ. FTSE 100 dropped 0.4% as well, 7603. The Nikkei 22278, Shanghai Composite 2907. The ASX 200, they were relatively unchanged, you say 6102. But we close at 8863, as I said, 1.2%. On the currencies against the US, 0.6899. against the Aussie 0.9350, against the Euro 0.5958, against the Pound 0.5236, against the Yen 75.89. Gold trading at $1,275. Brent crude, $75.15.
You have a good day, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher and the team at JMI Wealth. They're available to you directly at jmiwealth.co.nz.